As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
In Chancellor Vaughn's place, we have the Dean of Health Sciences. It's my great friend, Carly Wyatt, joining us. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you taking your summer break off to jump in for the chancellor here and come on and tell us what's going on because, well, you're not back in school till August 22nd, so obviously the doors are locked. Everybody's sitting around at pool parties enjoying that. That's how it works, right?
Oh, sure. We wish that's how it works. No, we are open. We are open and ready for students to come. You're right. Classes do start August 22nd, and we're ready and here to serve to enroll students ready to begin classes in the fall.
And Carly, we don't want people to wait to the last minute, but you do have some flexible options for educational purposes. You don't have to go the traditional, I have to start on this day, and then we do all this, and then 2 years from now, I'm done. That model's kind of gone out the window. What do you tell people that are, I don't want to say on the fence, or maybe not 100% committed to August 22nd, right around the corner? You guys have so many options. It's really hard to put up a barrier and say no.
Yeah, sure. There are a variety of, you know, options for students. And we have short-term certifications. So if you're not committed, you know, to the long-term two-year associate degree, by all means, there are certifications that can be earned in as little as 8 weeks. You know, and so that's options for those that don't quite want to commit to the time.
And you have flexible scheduling. Here's my larger point. If you think you got to show up on August 22nd and go, no, it's time to call. It's time to stop by. And you have career counselors and people that can help make plans for people who aren't sure.
That's correct. Yeah. And to kind of talk about an event that's coming up that might assist with that is a new initiative for Ivy Tech. It's called Tuesdays at the Tech. It's where our campus will be open and welcoming the community to come and visit with us. They'll be able to visit, take campus tours. They can connect with admissions, discuss the different resources we offer students. And honestly, faculty will also be here. So they'll be able to connect with faculty that they may see in the classroom as well. The next one's coming up. It appears to be Tuesday. So Tuesday, August 9th. If those interested in learning more about our campus or their experience here at Ivy Tech, our campus will be open for Tuesday at the Tech from 3 to 5. p.m. on August 9th. So that's a great opportunity.
Very cool. Take a little fear out of the way. Get a little get your feet wet about what's going on. And if you can't make it on to Tuesday, the 9th, Tuesdays at the Tech, your advisors and enrollment specialists, they're there. And here's another great thing. We learned this from the pandemic. I know, and I've talked to a million educators, that you don't want to learn via Zoom. But boy, if you can't drive over there or get over during these times, but you can hop on your internet to get a meeting, that's pretty convenient as well. And you can do that throughout the entire week.
Sure. Yep. Advisors and enrollment specialists, they are both available to meet either via Zoom or in person. So definitely the Zoom option is still there, and we're still willing to meet those needs. Hours there open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Fridays, they're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And like you said, they're more than willing to set up appointments with students needing to chat.
And that's the flexibility that is provided by our friends at Ivy Tech. And we always ask that people call out there because we don't want you to just show up and then you're ninth in line. So get an appointment. That's probably the easiest way to do it. What's that number we should call to get one set up?
Sure. 812-330-6013.
All right. Carly Wyatt is our guest. She is the Dean of Health Sciences. And I think when I was speaking to Chancellor Vaughn maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Anyhow, well, you guys are busy out there in the old health sciences world. Your nursing program, which you've been known for 100 years, you're going to expand it. You've got more. You're going to take more applicants. Are you going to have room for everybody? How is this going to work out?
Those are the things we're currently working on. But yes, exciting times in our nursing school. They are expanding their program. Clearly, there is a need for nurses throughout the state of Indiana as well as throughout the country. So there's a shortage, and we are trying to assist in helping fill that shortage. And so they will be accepting more students throughout the year and be able to grow and help our community in filling those needs.
Yeah, and we know healthcare is through the roof for multitude of reasons. Do local providers come to you or the leadership and say, we just don't have enough people, we need you to train more? Or how do we come to the conclusion we need to expand and do all this stuff to help?
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, they're coming to us, you know, our faculty, our program chairs are interacting with the clinical sites that our students are rotating through, you know, and we hear their voice, we see, you know, and we experience the shortages that they're having. So yes, they are coming to us, telling us the need for that, you know, as well as just data being pulled, statistics, you know, and things like that, which is what leads us to expanding our programs and knowing that there's a need.
And when we talk about the nursing program, it's not exactly talking about RNs. I don't know what all these letters stand for, but it covers a huge swath here. Tell me what kind of people you're training for what kind of different services to move into that real world.
Sure. So we do have kind of a tiered approach to our nursing degrees. Or certifications. We offer what's called a certified nursing assistant certification. This actually does fall under the School of Health Sciences and in our healthcare specialist program. It's a short-term certification that's earned in 8 weeks. It's, like I mentioned, certified nursing assistant, maybe better known in the public as a CNA.
Okay.
So, yep, and right now there is a shortage. Just like with nurses, there's also a shortage for CNAs. CNAs most often will work in long-term care facilities, so nursing homes, you know, rehab centers, those types of environments is where you're going to see CNAs, but they are definitely needed as well. So that's the entry-level kind of nursing certification. That can then be used to apply to our nursing program. So then our nursing program has what is known as an LPN track, or a licensed practical nurse, and then that can transition into an RN pathway, or a registered nurse, which is the full associate's degree. So there is different tiers when it comes to our nursing offerings.
Well, that's fantastic, right? Because everyone has to start somewhere, and you can do that right here in Ivy Tech Bloomington on the west side. And Carly Wyatt, the Dean of Health Sciences, is our guest this afternoon. And if nursing perhaps isn't the angle in health care you'd want to take, that's okay. You have some other – we think health care, at least when I do, I think of a hospital, I think of procedure and everything else. Well, your umbrella is pretty broad, and you've got some other opportunities underneath that umbrella.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, that is what most people think. You know, when they think healthcare, they think nursing. And that's okay, because that is, you know, a big bulk of what healthcare is. But at Ivy Tech, we do also offer some other short-term certifications that fall within healthcare. One of them is our EMT, or emergency medical technician, our basic certification for that. So these individuals are performing basic to intermediate care in the emergency setting. So, you know, those that work on an ambulance, those that are first, you know, showing up to a car accident, those types of individuals, they're the ones that are performing the basic care. We do have some cohorts, different options for students. We're offering a day and an evening cohort on our Bloomington campus, as well as we are offering one section in the Martinsville area. So if anybody is listening, you know, from the outside the area, that could be, or knows of somebody, that could be an option for them as well. Our EMT certification is a pathway into our paramedic science program. So you need to complete the EMT certification to be eligible to apply for our paramedic science. And paramedics, just an advanced emergency care. So they just take the basic skills they've learned and they learn to do more advanced care on patients. Therapeutic massage is another short-term certification. This can be completed in 2 semesters. Right now, therapeutic massage is a very high demand, high wage job. There's no prerequisites to enter this certification. We do still have seats available for this one as well in the fall. So if this is something that interests you, becoming a massage therapist, then, that's a possibility for you to begin in just a couple weeks. And then just very briefly, the last two to kind of touch on today is optician and eye care. This program offers a technical certification or an associate's degree, and these individuals are working in the eye care field. So an optometry office is where you're going to see these professionals working, opticians, ophthalmic technicians, or optical lab technicians. Again, we have seats available, very limited seats. There's not a whole lot, but that's an option. And then lastly, our kinesiology and exercise science program. So a little bit different spin on healthcare. This is more the wellness side of health, talking about fitness and wellness, personal trainer, which then can lead into an associate's degree where individuals can lead group exercises and things like that. And again, seats available for that program as well.
And the other thing that I want you to help have our listeners understand, you talk about a couple semesters. If you can't do it this semester, you can start it next semester, right? It just doesn't start every August. Can you explain that just to make sure I'm not screwing it up?
Sure, yeah. Our nursing so some of our programs will start in the spring, and there is an opportunity, but there are some programs that only start in the fall. Massage therapy, like I mentioned, will have a spring start there. I haven't mentioned it, but our medical assisting has a spring start, and then some of our nursing programs also have spring starts. So you're correct. There are still, if you don't want to start this fall, spring could be the next entrance time for these for people.
Yeah, and that's why it's great to call ahead and talk to a career counselor or talk to an advisor, an enrollment specialist, so you get the great information. We're giving great information today, and we'll have our interview up on our website, so if you heard part of this and say, well, geez, what's going on, we'll have that put up so you can go back and listen, or you can simply call Ivy Tech for more information at 330-6013. Now, before we let you go and get back to work, because I know you're leaving early if the chancellor's gone. That's exactly what I would be doing, by the way. The new dean for the Marchant School of Nursing is Kimberly Roach. Tell me all about her.
Sure. I have worked with Kimberly for the time that she has been at Ivy Tech. So she's been at Ivy Tech for 12 years, and I've worked on her in a wide variety of, different jobs. She started as adjunct here on our campus, working actually in the School of Health Sciences, teaching some of our School of Health Sciences classes. She was then hired full-time for the nursing to teach for the nursing program and has been here for the past 12 years. So she brings a lot of experience to the nursing position. Before she was named dean, she was the department chair, and then she has been serving as interim dean for the past, I believe it's been about 6 months, maybe more like 4 months. So she has the experience. We're very excited. She collaborates a lot with our programs within the School of Health Sciences, so we're excited to have her.
Well, excellent, and that's exciting as well. You guys are, everything is growing. School is getting ready to start. All the fun things that are going on. Do you get a little break before the doors open on August 22nd, or are you busy organizing everybody in the health sciences world?
I stay pretty busy. I'm working while my faculty are off. I'm helping them so then they can enjoy their break. But I've had my time. I've had my time away. So we're gearing up for fall.
Well, you have the same excitement in your voice that I've talked to everybody, whether it's been the leaders at MCC or RBB. It's just exciting to turn the page and get everything going. We know there's great summer opportunities and everything else, but there's that beginning of quote-unquote school in August seems to get everybody's attention. I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck. Have a great first 8 weeks, then a second 8 weeks, then a great 8 weeks after that, then eight more weeks after. Have a wonderful school year, Carly, and I know we'll get caught up with you down the road.
Very good. Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for putting up with me. I'm glad you keep coming back. I always get worried. I'm like, who are they going to send me if Chancellor Vaughn's out? And if I don't hear from somebody, I'm like, oh, geez, they didn't like me. But you're back. That's encouraging.
Well, sure.
Hey, have a great weekend. And get everything ready to go, and we'll open those doors on August 22nd. Go ahead and give us the phone number one more time if people would like some more information.
Sure. Ivy Tech Bloomington, phone number 812-330-6013.